What's up and welcome to With Their Forces Combined, a D&D variant podcast where we explore the quaint town of Cattle Creek.
You're listening to
With
Their
Forces
Combined. With Andrew Karakatsanis as your DM.
With Corey Gray as Wayne Lefty Poncho.
Alex Karakatsanis as Ernie Debruchet.
And Tom Radout as Monty McFuzz.
Last week, our detectives rode their horses up to the mountaintop toward the storm. At the top of the mountain, they found Buddy tied up on the back of a giant thunderbird! And as they tried to approach stealthily under the cover of lightning and thunder, Lefty drew the attention of all the thunderbirds. The red-robed figure pulled out Ernie's knife and seemingly cut through the air and mounted a giant thunderbird. And so, our thunderless bourgeois met the thundering outlaws. Let's hope this one ends with a thunderous applause.
Speaking of tied up, we shouldn't have, probably shouldn't have tied up those horses, seeing as, you know, they're not our horses. They just live here.
Oh, did we tie them up? I thought we just, like, dismounted.
Monty did. I don't know if you guys did, but Monty 100% did, and I stand by that.
It's almost like a reflex in Western times, I imagine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Monty would just be like, well, now we tie the horse to a post, as one does. Actually, randomly also, and this is actually flavor, so I'll throw it in. The other reason why is, like, because Monty has land vehicle proficiency, I assume at some point he was probably, like, driving a wagon during the war. So you know at some point Monty for sure forgot to tie up a horse and was scolded, like, so hard for it. He's like, oh, I didn't think the horse would run off. He's on our team. What the fuck? How was I supposed to predict the horse would go rogue, sir?
I love the argument. He's on our team.
Yeah. If he deserts, I don't see how that's my fault, sir. He's the deserter. So then he got, like just scolded so badly that now he just always ties up any horse he rides.
All right. Let's fucking go. I do think, I guess it's not really the platoon scream, but it's some movie reference, but I do think Ernie, because it's like all raining and shit, we're all super muddy. I do think Ernie is like, Chuckles!
I mean, you have to. He fucking took your knife. You gotta bring up the knife, too, in fact.
Chuckles! All right, I need everyone to roll initiative.
All right, let's see if I can roll above 10 for the most intense fight yet. Oh, I can. 16.
Oh, nice.
12 plus 4, but 12 is above a 10, so.
I can't. 9.
Also 16, but below Monty.
Oh, right, because I got plus 4.
And the wolves have a 16.
What's their dex?
Plus 2.
Lefty, is that the same as yours or less than yours?
Plus 2 is higher than mine.
I think his is plus 1. I
remember. Yeah,
that.
Plus 1.
I don't know if it makes it easier or harder than 3 of us.
Jesus Christ. Oh, and one of the bad guys got 16,
oh, that's
too.
Funny, too.
And they have a plus 2 to dex, so I need the wolves to re-roll. Just a straight d20. They got to beat a 2.
Yeah, that's 13 straight d20. Oh, man, I have literally just as much charisma as these fire wolves.
Nice.
It's really funny.
I believe it.
quadruple their intelligence, though, so...
just hating on these fucking wolves that you summoned.
That somehow makes the equal charisma funnier, actually.
Yeah, it's
just
true.
The addition of, like, I mean, but I'm 4 times more intelligent. So.
they are stronger and more dexterous.
But at the same time, I'm picturing a situation where you're like, all right, everyone, let's go through the door. And the wolf doesn't want to go through the door, but just, like, whines. And Andrew's like, all right, both of you make a persuasion check. And we're all like, I don't know. He's whining pretty convincingly there. I don't know about this. The wolf has a point, Ernie. What's behind this door? We don't know.
And what do you think is behind this door?
It's even more condescending because both you and the wolf have advantage on smell checks. She's like, I can smell it too, you bastards. It's fine. They're overreacting.
At the top of the turn order, you guys see this giant thunderbird kick off from the ground. How far away are you guys?
That's what I was actually going to ask just now. It's really whenever they spotted us, right?
So yeah, you're trying to really sneak up on them. Yeah. I was going to say that you could get within two rounds of them without having a difficult stealth roll, and you guys rolled a two collectively. So I imagine you guys are somewhere in the order of 150 feet away from them.
Cool. Although they got to be within fart hearing distance, right?
That's right. Ooh. That's right.
They do. And during a thunderstorm too. So
because the thunderbirds have they're very perceptive things beings. So
yeah, they notice any thunder like sounds that aren't thunder, especially, right? They're like, wait a minute, that wasn't us.
Okay, so let's say this: they have 120 feet of dark vision, the thunderbirds. So we'll say at 120 feet, that's when they saw you. Okay. So, you guys see this giant thunderbird kick off from the ground. As it does so, you see lightning pulse from its body, and then you see it charge towards this hole that the knife cut in the air, and you see them disappear. In that same turn, you see the other cohorts mount up on thunderbirds.
How many are there, actually?
There are five thunderbirds of these smaller ones, not including the one that just disappeared.
Yeah, yeah.
There are five thunderbirds, and there are three people.
Okay.
So you see the three mount thunderbirds. Three including Chuckles, not including the disappeared ones.
Oh, so did Red Cloak disappear with the...
Red Cloak disappeared with the thunderbird.
Got it.
Red Cloak and Buddy.
And this cut in...
God damn. I won't be able to handshot him to get Ernie's knife back now.
And the cut in the whatever space-time continuum, that's still just there? We can see it?
You do see this tear.
Okay.
And the last thing you heard was Red Cloak say to Chuckles, something to the extent of, handle them! Just right. Do your damn job!
Yeah. Yeah, it was catchphrase.
Exactly. And Monty, you're up.
Cool. How far is the closest rider, not Thunderbird?
I they're all generally 120 feet, I think, is fair.
Cool. I'll shoot at one of the ones that's not Chuckles first, because I want to kill Chuckles last.
Okay. And you're shooting at a rider.
Yeah. I think I would go rider before Thunderbird.
Right.
Yeah.
Ride or die.
Yeah. But actually, I would, Monty. Yeah, I think only because the other guys, like, express some desire to focus on the guys, I would shoot the rider first.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm debating if I focus to that. No, I'll chance a 6. Or, I think, that's a 17, actually. Yeah, I'll definitely chance a 17.
A 17 hits.
All right, sick. And then that's... 7 damage, piercing.
Okay. And that is...
Oh, I have two attacks, too. Sorry, I have two attacks.
Oh, great.
So then I fire a second lever shot. Nice. That one definitely is going to hit. That same guy, by the way, but that's a 27.
Yep, hits.
Yeah, plus 9 bonus is going to be... It's going to be lovely. Oh, nice. And that's 16 piercing damage. Maximum. And that's actually my turn now.
That is the direwolf's turn. I think you can issue a verbal command now.
I think it's wolves, wait for my attack and then attack, and they move 40 feet forward.
Okay, that is Chuckles' turn. You see Chuckles' Thunderbird kick off from the ground and make its way towards you guys. The Thunderbird is going to bellow an eagle-like screech. And out of the cloud above you, you see a lightning bolt strike down I need... It's going to pick two of you guys because I don't think... I think you guys are within 5 feet of each other, but not like not closer than that. Not all three of you. So I think it's going to hit two of you.
Probably.
Okay. So it's going to be... I'm going to say, yeah, they've seen Monty take a shot and... Monty, did you move at all, I guess?
Oh, that's a good point. I would have, but I would have moved to not be bunched up.
Yeah,
okay. That's a good point. Because I didn't say anything because I was like, I don't think I'd move forward or backwards. But if I had known we were like within 5 feet, I would have moved a bit, actually, for sure.
Okay, I need Lefty and Ernie. Where's... I don't have Ernie in this, dumbass.
Nine, I think you said.
That's right. I have him written down in one of them, but not...
You probably got so distracted by the fact that four people had 16. You forgot everything after 16. Yeah,
that's exactly correct. Ernie and Lefty, you see this lightning come down and strike in between you two. I need a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, hell yeah. 16.
8 for me. 9, sorry.
16 is a pass, a 9 is a fail. And that is 15 lightning damage to Lefty and 7 to Ernie.
Cool.
On top of that, you see Chuckles casts mage armor on himself. And then the Thunderbird is going to fly forward towards you guys. I guess it flies up 10 feet and forward 40 feet. And that is Lefty's turn.
Okay. So the dude that... Monty was shooting. He's still up?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to use my bonus action to Misty Step 30 feet forward.
Okay.
And use my movement for another 30 feet, so I should be around 60 feet away from them?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to use Toll the Dead on this guy.
Oh, I sorry. The Thunderbird kicked off and Chuckles is moved on the bird. They moved 50 feet towards you guys as well, so he's closer if that matters.
Are they in the air?
They are in the air.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to Toll the Dead, the guy that Monty's been shooting.
Toll the Dead's a cantrip, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that is a con
save? It's a wisdom save.
Wisdom save.
DC is 15.
Ooh, it cradled a 2, but it is an 18.
Okay, I'm going to use my Megas ability, which I don't think we've seen in a while, called Success Revoked.
Oh, shit!
So because Toll the Dead is a necromancy cantrip, I'm going to need you to roll that saving throw again.
Oh, shit!
Can you also say the name of that ability out loud again, just for my own amusement?
Success Revoked.
That's what I thought it was called. Yeah, that's fucking amazing.
Oh, and it's a 6!
Like, it's just so on the nose, I fucking love it. Just God. Success revoked.
Especially, it should be automatic. If you're going to call it revoked, it should be an automatic they fail it, not a...
Yeah, I was going to say that, but thought I was being picky, but if you're also on board, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, you get it at second level, though, so...
But it's more like, if they pass the second time, I'd be like, that's false advertising.
True.
You lied to me.
But they did fail, and how much damage are you doing?
I get to roll... You know, friend of the show, the D12.
Nice. It is a great die.
Oh, that's great. Hold on, I'm going to... Well, that's 1 necrotic damage.
Okay.
Good. Didn't half it to 0, at least. Oh, no, wait, it's 0. On
well, it's nothing for...
So he didn't pass it to 0. Which he almost did, but then it was revoked.
Oh, we're going to get too much mileage out of that.
Yeah, seriously.
And now I get to wait till the next long rest to use it again.
Do we, though? Do we have to wait? You may have to wait to use it, but the jokes will live on.
Oh, true, yeah. It's out there.
At the end of that turn, you see these other two riders are up. Nondescript, non-chuckles riders.
They're not laughing one bit.
One's serious and the other one's... black, and they both...
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm going to take that one back now. I was just making a Harry Potter joke.
Everyone was aware of that, dude. Don't worry.
You see these two nondescript riders.
Wait, are they nondescript, or are they serious and black?
Okay, so those riders are going to kick off the ground and fly toward this tear in the air. And wave it like they just don't care.
Oh, interesting. Well, Chuckles is in trouble now.
And you see both of them and their birds disappear.
Well, damn.
And that is the Thunderbird's turn. The non-ridden Thunderbirds, which there are two of.
Oh, yeah, there's two of those, too.
Okay. They are going to kick off, and they are going to also do this thunder cry, they call it. They're going to bring the thunder. One is going to fire a bolt at Monty, and the other is going to fire a bolt at the direwolves, I think makes the most sense, because they are grouped together. So I need dexterity saves from both of you guys.
Nice. That's a good one for me. 23.
That is a 15 and a 14.
Monty, yours is 9 damage, which is halved to 4 damage.
Oh, 4. Nice.
And it's lightning, if that matters. Bad. The direwolves got a 14 and a 13. Is that what you said, Alex?
15 and 14.
Oh, even better. It's a DC 14. I believe. Oh, yeah, DC 14. So they both save. And
I don't think I've ever had a plus 7 dex save before. Like, it feels pretty nice, not gonna lie.
Oh, yeah, that's what my wisdom saving throw is.
But I usually have pretty low, like, a lot of my characters don't have the highest dex, so, like, usually my save, right. Yeah. Plus 7, this is new.
Ernie, your dire wolves take half of 11 damage, which is 5.
Okay, cool.
Lightning again, if that matters. The other Thunderbirds kick off and fly to be beside Chuckles. And that is Ernie's turn.
Okay. Ernie's gonna once again yell out, Chuckles! And then, Chuckles is how far away from me currently?
Chuckles is 10 feet up from you and 80 feet in front of you.
Okay. Fuck.
And the other Thunderbirds have flown beside him.
Fucking flying in formation. Goddamn Thunderbirds.
In a flying V formation.
I don't know, man. There's only 3 of them, so any formation is going to be a V.
Shut up.
Hey, it could be a check mark. If one's slightly off to one side.
A check mark. I'm on board. A check mark is a kind of a V.
I mean, that's still V-shaped, right?
Or a line.
They'd have to be a perfect line for it not to be a V.
I was going
to
say, a line would be the counter to that conundrum.
Or is a line just a flattened V?
I don't think you could achieve that in nature. You know, lines are human constructs.
Yeah, but these are the Thunderbirds. They've been training since they were children for this.
Okay, so I'm going to bonus action cast Shillelagh. Yeah, move forward 35 feet. And then... Oh, God. Well, shit. Yeah, I mean, I guess... Fuck, like, this is the one attack spell that I have. Yeah, I'm going to cast Lightning Bolt. I'm gonna attack Chuckles, though.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
That's...
There's no way you wouldn't. It might not do gigs. It might have like immunity or something. But you could definitely hit the bird too. Obviously.
Yeah. I'm gonna hit the bird. Yeah. Well, this is when the V formation comes into play here.
Yeah, that's what I was actually thinking about too. Depending on the angle, you might be able to go even wilder here.
Yeah, Andrew. Is there any way I can hit?
Although in theory you couldn't because we're lower and they're higher. But you can fly. So you specifically can.
He can fly.
Yeah, if you can fly, you'd definitely be able to pull it off, right?
I think so.
What's your spell? It's Lightning Bolt you have?
Yeah. Because
Lightning Bolt has, I think, like 150 range or something.
100 feet long and 5 foot wide.
Yeah. Oh, 100 feet long. But yeah, but it still means you could do it, right?
I do feel like I could, but it's up to you, Andrew, obviously.
You could definitely hit, I'm going to say 3 of them. Sorry, 3 characters, including Chuckle.
Okay, so I need 3 dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
It's 18.
That makes sense, because you could probably only get, like, yeah, exactly. Obviously, you couldn't get more than that, but it totally makes sense you could if you just popped into the air. Take advantage of their V formation. But there's not really any way to get it. That's one of the reasons I like lightning. Like, well, you can almost always get, like, 2 targets, because just geometry.
Okay, so, yeah. 10 is a fail, right? Yeah. Must be. And a 9 and an 11 are all fails, I believe.
Nice. Yes, they are. I'm just adding this up. 10, 16, 18, 24, 27 plus 5 is 32. So
nice. That's good.
32 damage. Yeah, they all failed. So 32 damage for everyone. But it is lightning, so I'm assuming that the Thunderbirds are resistant to that, but here we are.
If they're not, that sucks for them.
Okay.
Just conjuring lightning storms, it just like it hurts you just as much.
Why don't you give me an insight roll?
Okay. That is a 9.
Yeah, you're very confident. You dealt a lot of fucking damage.
Hell yeah. Fuck you, birds!
I mean, it makes sense on some level, right? Because, like, flying Pokemon are weak to lightning.
Exactly.
But Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Who are shooting lightning at
but
us.
But Zapdos isn't.
Yeah, I think Zapdos is neutral because it's electric type.
I was more... Yeah, no, I think that is true. I was more thinking the fact that they're literally shooting lightning at us. You know, might make me go, like, I don't know, these might be creatures of lightning.
I know, literally, like, I can't do anything at this range that isn't lightning bolt or my longbow, but in the end it felt like a good decision, so.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Well, yeah, and you hit Shuckle still for 32 damage.
Yeah.
And that is Monty's turn.
Cool. So the guy I was shooting at is gone, so I think I'm going to... Oh, I know what I'm going to do, actually. I'm going to use my points of vulnerability on Shuckles so I can ignore his mage armor.
What?
Yeah, I ignore armor on a foe until the next long rest.
Does that include mage armor?
So good.
Somehow?
It ignores all armor, so I think... And mage armor is like
fine.
An armor bonus, right?
That's
so it makes
awesome.
Sense, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, so I'm going to do that just to make sure I hit Shuckles.
Jackalope all over again. Go ahead.
I'm going to shoot at him. Oh, fuck. I'm going to... Even though I think a 13 hits... I think I'm going to trick die just because, like, I don't want to risk, you know, Monty's reputation, but, like, a 13 must hit with no mage armor. But, yeah, no, I'm still going to use a trick die. Yeah, so 18, I assume, hits.
Nice.
That's right.
Okay, so then
fuck Chuckles.
So only 7 again, but I do get 2 attacks.
Monty, with your first bullet, you see that Chuckles starts falling off of this bird.
Damn
straight.
Oh,
nice. Didn't even need to use points of vulnerability. Probably should have saved it for the Thunderbird. In that case, my second shot will be at Chuckles' Thunderbird. I think that would be the realistic.
Okay.
Okay, good. 22. I'm definitely not going to fuck with that. That seems... I'm confident in a 22.
22 hits.
Nice. And that's 15 piercing damage. And, yeah, I'll end my turn there. I thought about action surging there, but I'm like, nah, that was a pretty good turn. Don't need action surge.
Yeah, I think he killed Chuckles, or at least incapacitated him.
He's about to take another death save for falling, so.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, maybe not, unless he's strapped in good, but that's my assumption.
True.
Maybe that's not true.
No, he fell to the ground. Yeah, he
fell. That's what I thought, right? Yeah, 10 feet's enough that he would take a death save.
Classic.
I kind of don't want him to die. I'm just pointing this out to be legit.
I didn't expect him to take 32 damage, especially with the mage armor. God damn it.
Yeah.
Okay, where are we? The direwolves are up.
Okay, so all three of the Thunderbirds are still 10 feet in the air. Is that correct?
That's right.
Oh, but the direwolves are large creatures.
Yeah, I'd say they'd be able to hit them.
Okay,
sweet. Especially with a little jump, right?
They might change their tactics next turn because Andrew's an idiot. Yeah. But other than that, yeah.
Well, they have pack tactics, so we'll
That's
see.
That's true.
okay, so yeah, they're both gonna. I'm gonna say attack Chuckles' Thunderbird, and then when they inevitably look confused, I point at the one.
Okay. and they gallop towards the Thunderbirds, jump in the air. And both bite at the same time in unison.
So that's a 24 for the first one. They get advantage because pack tactics. And a 17 for the second one.
Both hit.
Okay, nice. Sweet. That's 22 damage total. Also, they have to roll me 2 strength saving throws. DC
16 and an 8.
Okay, so the second one causes the Thunderbird to be knocked prone.
Okay.
I guess I probably should have done them individually now that I'm thinking about it, but it was the second one, so we're cool. Whoops.
Well, they had advantage anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Pack tactics.
Okay. So that bird is knocked prone in the air.
Well, they technically fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They fall 10 feet. Sure, I'll roll...
Well, that's the part that I find a bit dumb, though, is, like, in 5e, they fall, and implied they take damage, whereas I'm pretty sure in old D&D, if a flying thing, like, it would fall, but it didn't take damage for that, which, like, to me, felt like a good compromise. It seems a little extreme, especially if it's, like, 100 feet up. It's just, like, you fucking just knock it out of the air.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you meteor smash it.
Yeah. Whatever you think is fair, because I totally agree with Tom,
because I've seen birds fall a bit. Like, I have seen birds get hit by stuff in the air and fall, but, like, they don't fall like a regular creature.
I mean, if anything, there's more of an argument for him being at 10 feet versus 100 feet, but...
You're right. Yeah, yeah.
I think let's say that they just glide to the ground. I think that's fine.
Okay.
I think that's
fair. Feels way more reasonable to me, even though it does. It fucks us over in this scenario, but, like, yeah. Mm.
Okay, so that would have been Chuckle's turn. And Chuckle's bird is going to now act with the other Thunderbirds because he's not mounted anymore. Okay. So that is Lefty's turn.
Okay, so Chuckle's bird is the one that's prone?
That's right.
Okay, this thing is large size category, right?
Yes.
So do I still have disadvantage on ranged attacks against this thing?
They are large. The prone one does have you do have disadvantage against the prone one at ranged attacks. Yes.
All right, sure.
You can hit the other ones that aren't. But if you're trying to, yeah.
Because it's so much easier to hit a large tiger that's in the air.
I don't know what to tell you. These are the rules of D&D. If you don't want to play D&D. Yeah,
that is a funny example, though, for sure.
Yeah, especially with the large creature, it feels so silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anyway.
But especially compared to the air, because shooting at something in the air is, like, genuinely harder, for sure. No background to, like, aim against.
Do these birds have any distinguishing features to them?
You mean from each other?
From each other.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Not even Chuckle's bird, for the record. The only difference that you noticed is the one that the red robe person was riding. What were we calling them again?
Red Cloak, I think. Yeah.
Red Cloak. Yeah. Oh, yeah, just Red Cloak. Red Cloak was riding a huge Thunderbird.
Oh, right. Yeah, it was bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's why we got a little bit overzealous on our, like, attack plan.
I'm going to use my bonus action to cast a magic weapon on my Derringer.
Nice.
Okay.
And I'm going to shoot my Derringer at a bird in the sky, one that's to the left if I'm facing forward.
Not your regular revolver. Don't you have one of those too?
I do.
Sorry, point of before we do that, Alex, your direwolves, are they magic? They must be, right?
Yes.
Like, they do magical damage is my question.
No.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Although, having said that, it's something that I, have a DM, have, like, allowed the players during fights when I was like, oh, shit, this is going really bad for the party, but technically.
No. I just, like, you're using magic to conjure spirit animals. Why wouldn't they be magic?
And that's what I'm getting at. Like, I agree there's a strong argument for it, and, like, I have allowed it before, but I'm pretty sure rules as written.
Okay, we'll see how this shakes out at the end of this. Lefty, you've just cast magic weapon on your Derringer, and then?
I'm going to shoot my Derringer at the bird on the left.
Okay.
Just grabbing my dice here.
Because doesn't the Derringer only have, like, 2 shots? It's the only reason that was.
Oh, true. Well, it's too late now.
Like, if anything, that Monty is genuinely, like, questioning this, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't even Tom. Like, this is Monty looking over going, like, now what in Sam Hill is he doing with that one?
Well, the actual reason is that my character sheet only has 4 slots for, like, attack details, and I got the revolver last out of all of them, so it's not written down in the same section.
This makes me feel less bad for pointing it out, because that is a silly reason, Corey, straight up.
Listen, there's only 4 slots, right? And one of them has to be magic missile, one of
you can
bolt,
adjust
so.
This, firstly. Secondly, Tom, your gun, is it magic? I forgot about that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think I said it the first time I shot, but then I was just assumed. I was like, yeah, he knows.
Neither of my guns are magic. Okay.
That's 14 to hit.
14 does hit.
Oh
thank goodness.
More interesting. I might just shoot at the fucking prone one. Just to show off.
All right, that's 8 damage. 8 piercing damage.
Okay.
That is all I can do. I guess I'll... I think Chuckle's body should be within, like, 20 feet of me. Because I was, like, 60 feet away on my last turn. And he moved like 40 feet forward,
yeah,
right?
he'd be within 20 feet of you, yes.
I'm going to move up to his body.
That's also where this prone bird is and the dire wolves.
Well, maybe I'll stand back a little bit.
Okay.
I forgot about the dire wolves, yeah, and the prone, okay, bird, so that's it.
And like the other two birds are floating 10 feet above that, give or take, so yeah.
It's a bit of a hot area.
Yes, it definitely is.
I mean, anywhere I'm standing is going to be hot.
That's true.
Doesn't really matter.
Lightning is striking the ground in several locations here. Okay, on that note, it is the Thunderbird's turn. They are a go. They are going to roll to see if they get their Thunder Cry back.
Yeah, Thunderbirds 2 and 3 are coming at us now.
And in fact, two of them do.
Oh, no.
You see these two Thunderbirds fly up and fire these Thunder Cries down at the dire wolves. And fire one wolves. Thing that you notice, Ernie, is that the lightning is striking right beside the other Thunderbird as well.
Oh, so they're not even trying to avoid it?
That's correct.
Interesting. That would suggest not good things for lightning damage against them.
I need dexterity saving throws for your dire wolves. Two each, Alex.
Okay.
And you guys see in unison these two lightning bolts strike together at a point on the ground. And if not for context, would look cool as hell.
Yeah. Monty literally would be like, damn, I guess lightning does strike the same place twice. I should have waited until my turn. I should have shown discipline because I think my turn's up next.
Oh, man. Yeah, I had. But, like, I don't think you should have, though, because the amount of times. There was one even in this episode that I now can't remember that I have a line and then I forget about it by the time my turn comes around.
Yeah, restrain is stupid. I can mix it together so that you, it sounds like you showed restraint, but yeah.
Well, not now.
I won't. Yeah, I'm not going to, but I could, though, right?
Yeah, no. It's got to be organic.
The first wolf absolutely smashed it, a 19 and a 17, and the second one did an 8 and a 6.
Okay, so that kind of makes sense. Flavorfully, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the one of them takes 38 damage. 38 lightning, and the other one takes 19. I rolled very well, for the record.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, so one of them's dead. Or okay. Disappears into... Hang on, let me get the... it disappears when the spell ends, or when it drops to 0 hit points.
Okay. And the other one's alive still?
Yeah.
Sweet.
That makes sense. Dire wolves, probably.
I have no idea what their hit points are.
20 or 30-ish?
Yeah, it was 32, yeah. It's 37 to start, and they've already taken 5.
True. Yeah, I kind of figured probably high 20s, low 30s. 37 makes sense.
They've taken about 25-ish damage, so yeah. Yeah, that's why I was curious. Anyway, and actually, the Thunderbird is going to stand up from being prone, quote-unquote, fly up from being prone, which invokes an opportunity attack, for sure, for the dire wolf.
Okay,
don't
cool.
get to shoot at him prone. Show off, Dan.
That's a 22 to hit.
I mean, a 22 hits, believe it or not. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. That's 9?
9 damage from the bite.
Okay. And the Thunderbird is going to bite back. Bite for a bite leaves the whole world eaten. That is a 17 to hit.
That hits.
And that is 5 piercing damage. And then it is going to swipe at it with its talons.
Come on.
First one is a 9 to
hit.
Come
on, Blitzer. Yeah. No, that doesn't hit.
Oh, I was going to say, really?
Yeah. No. It does not.
And oh my goodness, a 10?
Nope.
All right. That is, I think actually that Thunderbird is going to fly up and get as far as it can, which would be 25 feet in the air.
Okay.
At half its distance. That is Ernie's turn.
Okay, so just to recap.
Yeah, so there are two Thunderbirds flying above, one Thunderbird flying above the Dire Wolf, okay? The lone Thunderbird, which was Chuckles, is 25 feet in the air. The other two are above that with at 40 feet in the air.
Oh, God damn. Okay. Sure.
And then 20 feet from the dire wolf is Lefty. Monty is still, I think, 120 feet away.
It'd be 80, right? Because they flew.
Oh, they flew towards you. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Monty is at still where he was, which is 80 feet-ish away. And I believe, Ernie, you're in the same boat. No, you moved forward.
Yeah. I moved 35 feet, I believe.
Okay.
So, sorry, 25 feet in the air, and the other two are even higher than that?
That's right, 40 feet.
Fuck off. Quarterstaffs don't have reach, right?
No.
I don't believe so.
I didn't think so. Okay, are any of the Thunderbirds directly on top of each other, or...?
The two that are 40 feet in the air are within 5 feet of each other.
Okay, yeah. I think I'm going to cast Moonbeam on the two of them, which would drop my concentration for Conjure Animals.
Yes. I didn't realize it was concentration, but yes, if it is.
Yeah.
And you rolled your con save when you took damage earlier?
Oh, no, I didn't. Shit. Oh no, okay, that's a 19. Okay, yeah, so I am gonna cast Moonbeam, which dispels the second direwolf. 40 foot high cylinder, 5 foot radius to hit the two of them.
What are you talking about, dude? This will hit all three of them. It's 40 feet high. This is exactly the spell you need.
The range is 120 feet, so I'm not worried about that part. That's why I asked about if they're stacked, right? Like, it's a 5 foot radius.
Sorry, stacked. They are all stacked. Okay. Yeah, they're all above each other. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, great. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, that
all
was
three.
My question. It's
you
just,
hit
it's
all
a,
three.
It's
I
a,
forgot yes. the radius was only 5 feet.
It's a visual question, so yeah, okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, they were all flying in the same linear upward line, thinking that would get away from the dire wolves was genuinely what my tactic was. So I don't think I think it's very reasonable that you hit all three of them. All
right, sick. So
also, it would have been hard to lightning bolt them again with that formation. So that makes sense too.
Yeah,
let's see him get right underneath us, sucker.
And goddamn con saves. Okay, here we go, son. And okay, these are the ones up top. Oh, actually,
it's on your turn though, Andrew.
Right.
Starts its turn. Yeah,
that's right. Okay, that is Monty's turn.
Cool. Yeah. So I'm gonna use my first attack to reload my rifle. I could just move forward and use my revolver, but no, we're in the mountains. This is definitely a rifle time. I'll shoot at Chuckles' one again.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Nat 20.
Come on.
All right. Oh, but then I fucking roll. Well, I mean, I could roll good on the second one. Actually, yeah. I mean, 16.
You see Monty's shot go off and pierce this Thunderbird, which is now looking quite bloodied. Direwolves are out. That is Lefty's turn.
Okay, well, I still have one bullet left in the Derringer. I guess. Okay, so the one that Chuckles was riding, that looks the most hurt?
Yes.
Like, that's the only one that's bloodied right now?
For sure, yes. And then okay. There's the other one that you've attacked.
It's been hit a lot, too, so it would definitely be obvious one has taken most of the hits, I think. Because the other ones were higher in the air. Like, it was on the ground at
isolated,
one point,
right? That's
like,
right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If anything, he looks like a little dirty, too, like muddy. Yeah.
He's not having a great day.
So he's muddied?
Bloody and muddy. Dangerous combination.
I'm shitting my Derringer at that one.
Man, now I got to keep in the serious black joke because this is a mudblood.
I mean, I still think you should keep that because it's so obvious that you walked into that without thinking. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that might be a misfire. I forget how that
you got a one
works. I got a one.
Woo!
All right,
our first one gun. Gun
oh,
one.
Because is it only on a one? Is that what
yeah.
it is?
I gotta look at the mechanic here.
I have it open.
Well, especially since I took lucky, like, I'm never getting a one, so, like, it literally had to happen to Lefty.
Misfiring. When making an attack roll with a firearm, rolling a one causes the firearm to misfire and jam. The misfire consumes the ammo used for the attack, and the ammo becomes lodged in the firearm. The user must use an attack to unjam the firearm.
Oh, and it's not even a roll. I remember complaining about this now.
Oh, yeah, because we both thought it should be like a mechanics, like a low DC, but like a DC 10 mechanics roll or something. Like,
But I guess just getting rid of an attack makes sense.
And it's the same as reloading, so I guess that's kind of like given how fast reloading is, it's not that bad, yeah. I still wish it was a check, too, though.
I'm going to... Because mechanics is a skill that we haven't, like, used at all.
Yeah, That's why it throws me. It's like they even have the perfect skill for it. Like, it's right there.
I'm going to quicken magic missile at first level at Chuckles' bird there.
Nice.
I'm just going to roll my darts here. Oh, nice. 12 force damage.
Yeah.
And that's my turn.
Okay. That is the Thunderbird's turn. They're all three going to roll to see if they get their thunder cry back.
And then moonbeam damage.
None of them do. And then they get hit by this beam from above.
In the rain, too? That'd be a pretty cool image.
It is looking epic as hell.
Wait, what can you see that we can't see?
Maybe he's just got a better visual imagination.
Oh my goodness, I've got... This is the most split roll. This is awesome. I've got a nat 1, a nat 20, and a nat 10 are my three rolls.
That is funny, actually. Oh. I like that, yeah.
Surprisingly, actually, the person that got the nat... The Thunderbird that got the nat 20 is the one that you guys would want it to be. So these are con saves. 13 is a fail, is that right?
It's just my spell save DC.
That's right.
It's 15, yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so I've got two fails and one pass. Roll your three D10s.
Yeah, so I rolled 20.
Come on.
Is it only 3D10 even at third level? Is that
yeah, it's 2D10 plus the 1D10, so...
Oh, because it's a level 2 spell. Got it.
Right, okay. Exactly, yeah. So it's 20 damage.
Okay, so you see Chuckles Bird get obliterated by this. At nice. Literally 10 health he was. And he took 10 damage.
Nice.
Pretty cool, if you ask me.
Oh, so he was the one that passed? Oh, man.
That's right. And the other two take full damage. You see this radiant damage seems to be helpful against these folk. And that is their turn.
That actually makes it good, though, that you rolled good damage, because otherwise that would have been such a tease. Andrew's like, oh, this is good for you, and then he would have been left with, like, 2 HP with average damage. He's just like, tease.
It's true.
Wait, why is this good for us? You know. He gets one more turn, just like you want.
I know. Oh, I mean, I would have been forced to kill it no matter what. So
yeah, you would just have to lie and be like, hey, he had exactly 8 HP. Perfect.
The Thunderbirds are going to... I think they got to go for Lefty. I think that makes the most sense. Just because you're closest, my boy.
I see how it is.
Chuckles was always going to go for Lefty because he liked the other two. Because he had some sort of a stranger. Yeah.
That makes sense. You got to kill Lefty first, yeah.
Yeah, and the most powerful by far.
Unless they can tell the moonbeam is coming from Ernie. But I don't know that they're that smart. They're not. Okay, so they're going to go for the closest. Oh, wait, shit. I fucked up. They can't actually get to you because they were 40 feet in the air. Them being little scaredy cats hindered them. So the Thunderbirds are going to fly down to a level of 30 feet and over your head. Lefty, that is your turn, Ernie.
Okay, so sorry, they are directly above Lefty?
That's right.
Sons of bitches.
30 feet above, yeah, 30 feet above Lefty.
That's clever, yeah.
I mean, I can heal Lefty.
Oh, no. Well, oh, no, but wait, but they're large, so you could hit one of them without hitting Lefty, presumably.
Oh, yeah, true.
Right, like if you kept it on the edge?
I'd allow that, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I will say to hit both of them, you'd have to hit Lefty.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, I accept this logic and will choose to hit both. No, just the one.
Oh, come on.
Don't make me counterspell your ass. I'll do it. I swear to God, I'll do
it. You can't. You have to dispel it. Yeah, you can't counter it now. It's been cast.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Would have to be dispel magic.
Oh, it's a good thing I'm both prepared.
I was going to say I have dispel magic. No.
You're on spell slots though. So.
Yeah, it's true. Actually, yeah, it is my last one. Yeah, I'm going to move it to hit just the one. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think also I'm going to move towards Chuckles.
Okay.
Fuck, man. Like, this whole battle, I had this vision because I cast Shillelagh, right? And then I was going to channel the Hawk and just, like, run up, jump, fly, and hit Chuckles and the fucking Rider, like, with this epic fucking Shillelagh smash. And then, like, everything.
He died immediately. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
This is great because I now picture like Ernie just that was what he was envisioning as we were like epically walking up the mountain. Like he was just playing this scenario in his head.
Yeah.
If it's like any consolation, I spent probably a solid 20 minutes making sure I had all the spells that he had prepared, and he cast mage armor and then died. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll take it.
That is Monty's turn, top of the order.
Cool. I'll do it one at a time, but I'll shoot at the one that got moonbeamed.
They both have... this is a good point. Which one have you cornered, Ernie?
I probably would have targeted the one that hasn't been hit as much.
Okay.
Cool, then I'll shoot at the one that, has been shot.
Okay.
Okay, let me think for a sec. Oh, no, but a 15 I know... hits them because a 14 hits. So yeah, I fucking can roll a 6 and just be chill. This is wicked. So 15, I assume, hits.
That's right. Chuckles comes back from the dead and casts 9, shield.
Can't cast shield on someone else, which I wish know. You could. It'd be even more epic if you could. So first one is 7 piercing damage.
Turns out he's a fighter with the protection fighter style. Okay. He takes it.
It wouldn't be a good strategy because it's a reaction, but I thought it'd be funny to have two fighters who both take that and constantly stand next to each other in formation.
The brothers Yamazaki.
And like, I'm pretty sure it's actually like a terrible strategy, but I just like it for purely for flavor.
Sounds good to me, man.
No, because you can only do it once a turn on each other is like the disadvantage, right? Like if you could do it every time, I think it'd be wicked, but like... And then you can't do an attack of opportunity. Like I feel like it's better on paper than it would be in practice.
It's hilarious, dude.
Like, yeah, that's the thing. I would still do it because it's funny. I agree. Yeah. All right, second attack is a 27.
That's
so I will
a
go
hit.
Ahead and roll my damage. Nice. That's 10 piercing damage.
Nice.
And I assume it's still up.
Yes, that's correct.
I'm gonna action surge here. Actually, take a third shot. Nice, 26, which I know hits. 12 piercing damage. And then... do I reload or do I... No, I'm going to feline agility to move 60 feet forward and try to revolver this guy with my last attack instead of reloading.
That's awesome.
Just because that's so excessive.
Yeah,
just fires 3 shots with a lever rifle, runs up 60 feet, draws a revolver, and then shoots it. It's legal, but like, Jesus Christ, this is ridiculous.
I think legal is the wrong word for it.
Yeah. Rules legal, boys. Rules legal. Yeah. Oh, 22, which I know hits.
That's,
but not a D12.
That's what you need a rules lawyer for, I think.
Yeah. Nice. And then that's 13 with the revolver, piercing damage.
Okay.
Nice. I'm going to hank it a hand shot. I'm going to go overboard here.
You do see through this series of attacks that you've bloodied this thing. Yeah.
Wait, but I'm doing a hand shot just to do more damage, just because I want this turn to be even more ridiculous. And that's another 1 piercing damage, but I'm still satisfied.
Okay.
And now if he's holding anything, he's got to make a DC 15 save.
You're right. And it's not. And that is Lefty's turn.
Okay.
You see these two Thunderbirds above you. You see a moonbeam right beside you in one direction. Coming from where Chuckles was.
Okay. I'm going to describe a plan of action that is also technically rules legal, but I think awesome. It's kind of bullshit. So you can tell me if this works
out. Wait, just before you get into it, how come you're always in the turn order right before the bad guys so you can never use your...
Yeah, your shit ability.
Is that horrible?
Ability that you don't like. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to mind scramble myself.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm going to draw my revolver and fire at the same bird that I was shooting at before.
Okay.
Nice.
That Monty just unloaded on.
Which is, 15 to hit, which I think hits.
This is with your revolver.
Yeah.
So 15 hits.
Okay, sick. Roll damage, that is 3 piercing damage.
Okay.
Sorry, 4 piercing damage.
Okay.
Then with my bonus action... Because the Derringer and the revolver are both light weapons, I'm going to use my bonus action attack to unjam the Derringer.
That is within the rules?
Apparently.
That's awesome.
because the revolver and the derringer are both light weapons, because you get two weapon fighting with firearms and snakes and cylinders.
I feel like there's no way they intended that, but you're totally right. That is legal. That's fucking hilarious. Or maybe they did intend it. I don't know. That's a little wild, though. That's
funny. I don't know. But yeah, bonus action on jamming this derringer.
That is okay. So funny.
That is the Thunderbird's turn.
Because they do specify, like, attack, not attack action in the rules thing.
Right.
It's the type of legal where I'm genuinely wondered, like, if they fully even thought of that, though. Like, if that's, you know what I mean? Because it's so simple and yet so out there at the same right. time. That's why I'm on the fence, yeah.
Okay, that is the Thunderbird's turn. At the top of their turn, they're going to roll to see if they get their weapon back, which they don't. And then they're also, the one is going to roll against the moonbeam, which is a fail.
And that's 19 damage.
19 damage.
It's the average of 3d10, 18, I guess.
16.5.
Been rolling well.
Okay, and you see that Thunderbird is looking bloodied as well.
Sick.
They are both, I guess they're all kind of freaking out at this point. Can I get all three of you guys to roll d20s?
Cool. Just straight, flat eyes?
Just flat d20 each.
4.
18.
3.
Nice.
One is flying after Monty. The other one's flying after Lefty. So I think the one that Monty absolutely lit up is going to go attack Monty. I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
First talent attack is a 13 to hit.
Oh, nice. That misses.
The second one is an 11 to hit. I am throwing perfect, these dice perfect. Out. The bite, they go to hit you with their bite, which is a 14, I assume, also misses?
Yes, but only because my AC was 14 until this level, actually, until I got that +2 dexterity you gave me. So
amazing.
It's 15 is my AC, so perfect. Damn, I was kind of hoping to get hit. I was going to try to reduce the damage or do some other fuckery, but no need.
That is the other Thunderbird who's going to go after Lefty.
Bring it
first
on.
First Talon is... That is an 11.
11's a miss.
That is a natural 1 on the second Talon attack.
Jesus.
And thank goodness is a 25 to hit. Does that fucking hit?
It does.
No, you're pissed no. off.
I'm going to respond by casting like 4 shields so I can avoid it.
For shame, Corey.
Actually, he has the counter beak spell.
That yeah. is an 11 piercing
damage.
He
cast contingency
bite.
With blur, so it's a disadvantage now, actually.
Oh my goodness.
Melee attack revoked.
Nice.
Well, Lefty looks worse than you've ever seen anybody in your life, but he's still standing.
Come on, ref. That is Ernie's turn.
I don't know, I've seen some pretty fucked up people.
Ernie, you're up.
Yeah, I'm going to run up to Lefty and heal and touch him.
Okay.
If he's taken 25 damage, I can heal all 25.
I have taken 25 damage. 26, in fact.
Well, I can only do 25, so... I guess we're not doing it at all. No. Sorry, by the way, I'm also going to move 10 feet away from Lefty just in anticipation of one of those fucking lightning bolts.
Also, I'm picturing Ernie just like running up to Lefty, you know, patting him on the back. You got this, buddy. And running away.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
true. 100%. 100%.
And then that is Monty's turn.
Do I take the opportunity attack and keep shooting, or do I just pull out the knife? Yeah, I'm just going to pull out the knife. I got a strap on my rifle, so I assume it's just hanging by my side, and I just, yeah, I'll pull the knife out with my other hand.
My God, that's awesome.
All right, so first knife attack. Yeah, that'd be an 18, which I know hits. I don't like rolling this d4, though, even though it's magic damage, so I feel like it might be worth it. It feels bad in my hands. 8 magic, I guess, piercing damage for a dagger.
Okay.
And he's not undead or a fiend, I assume, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so just 8. Yeah, I'm all in on the dagger for this turn. I won't provoke. Oh, and I want to not move to get my feline agility back, too. So yeah, I'll just do a second dagger attack. Maybe next turn I'll start shooting again. Ooh. Does a 13 hit? It's with a dagger, so if I miss, it's not the end of the world.
You're keeping the 13?
Yeah, because I don't care if I miss a dagger attack. Like, it's only bullets are what I care about.
Okay, 13 does not hit.
Ah, fair enough.
Daggers, my only weakness.
That's actually one of the nice things about using the dagger is I was like, I don't have to, like, there's, you know what I mean? I don't have to think about using the lucky die at all. The lucky dice are exclusively for shots.
Just so you don't miss.
Preferably at disadvantage, too, because of the bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, because of the bullshit, yeah. Yeah. Lefty, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to have a similar turn to my last one. I'm shooting my revolver at the same dude.
I think, so the one came to attack you in hand-to-hand. I think if you shoot at the other one that you get disadvantage on that attack, if you're ignoring the melee, I think that's right.
Oh no, was one of them on the ground during the one turn that I did have an option to attack?
Yeah. Both of them were. Both of them came down to attack the other two.
I don't take it back, but.
Wait, so are they both in melee with me?
Just one of them is. The other one's in melee with Monty, which is the one you shot last turn. That's why I've suggested that.
I should get disadvantage on both of them, right? If I'm using a ranged weapon.
That's what I'm pretty sure people do it all the time as like it's only the one next to you, but I think that's not true. I think it's what Corey said is what the rule I think actually is. But I know this is like a common rule mix up, I believe.
Yeah, it kind of makes I think I'll allow you to shoot the thing in front of you without disadvantage. But shooting at the one, like ignoring the thing in front of you and shooting at something else seems like a disadvantage kind of a thing, or an opportunity attack kind of a thing. I don't know.
When you're in melee, I'm pretty sure you get disadvantage like all ranged attacks is what we're saying.
Actually, I mean, with the gun, it doesn't really make sense.
Yes, no, I understand what you're saying.
Especially with a revolver. Yeah. Like with a rifle, I kind of get it still, but I feel like with a pistol or a revolver, you should be able to do it, yeah.
That's where I'm getting at. I'm okay with you making a straight attack with the revolver. Yeah.
That makes sense
at this range.
Revolver is. Oh man, that's a.
But that's again, assuming you're hitting the thing in front.
I'm shooting the thing right in front of me. That's a 3 to hit. But I'm using my bonus action attack to reload my Derringer.
All right. Again, more bullshit.
I didn't write the rules, okay? But that is my turn.
Okay, that is the Thunderbird's turn. They are going to roll to see if they get their thunder cry back. They do not.
I don't mind the thunder cry, actually. I got a good save, yeah. I took 4 damage from it. How mad can I be? Compared to, like, I didn't take damage from, like, the other guy, but if he had hit 2 or 3 times, I bet that would have been more than 4.
It's true. No, I think genuinely, if they're hitting you individually, their thunder cry isn't as good.
For sure.
Okay, so that is... They're going to keep... The one that's attacking Monty is going to keep attacking Monty. Yeah, they're both going to keep attacking the person in front of them.
Makes sense.
So, Monty, first one to hit is a 20.
Which hits.
Any fuckery from you?
No, I can lower the damage, but like my health, I'm not going to do it until I'm at least half health.
Okay, probably. I gotcha. So I should roll these individually?
Yeah, actually, that'd be good. Yeah, that would help.
Okay. That's 7 slashing damage.
Cool. Yeah, no, that'll first take one. No problem.
17 to hit.
That hits as well, yeah.
Is 5 slashing damage.
Okay, yeah, and I'll take that too, no problem.
And then the bite is a 16 to hit.
Which also hits, yeah.
Okay. And that is 8 piercing damage.
Okay. I'm now looking a little bloodied, but I'll take the 8 damage.
And that is the other bird that is going to attack you, Lefty.
Cool.
13 to hit.
That's a miss.
A 12 to hit. And the bite is a 13 to hit. I hate this game. That is Ernie's turn.
Are they? They're both still on the ground, right?
That's right. One in front of Monty, one in front of Lefty.
Okay, cool. Great. So, as a bonus action, I'm going to channel the hawk completely unnecessarily. And then I'm going to run up to the one in front of Monty, leap up into the air, and smash the absolute hell out of it, in theory.
Let's see it. Seeing is believing.
That is a 19 to hit.
A 19 does hit.
And then I get the... Weapons damage becomes a d8, and I add my wisdom to it twice, plus my proficiency is a d8 plus 11. So, and I rolled a fucking 8. That's 19 damage.
And you see Ernie slices this bird in twain. Would you like to describe it?
Ernie runs up, jumps into the air, and for just a moment, you see Tony's wings wrap around him as he delivers the blow. I guess it's shillelagh, so he could cut the head right off this thunderbird because there's like spikes and vines and shit.
And you see it drop and roll. Anything else, Ernie?
I channeled the hawk! That's it.
Okay. That is Monty's turn.
Cool. Yeah, I'll just shoot at the other one then, actually, with the... I still have the revolver out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. A nat 20 again.
Oh, nice.
Come on.
Frustrated, Andrew?
Get him.
17 piercing damage.
Yes, Corey, can you tell?
And then my second attack. Yeah, that would be, that's what, a 19 to hit. And then another 10 piercing damage on top of that.
Okay.
Actually, wait, how far is it from me? It's within 30 feet now, right?
Yeah, 20 feet, I think.
Yeah, so actually, I'm going to run up to it in bonus action with the knife because I just remembered I can do that. I could have tried to shoot him point blank last turn too, the other guy rather, but this guy, no, yeah, I'll go in. I always forget that, like, yeah, they're both light weapons. Yeah, 18 to hit, so I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Damn, I'm actually doing great with this D4 this campaign. That is a 9 magic piercing damage.
Okay, that is Lefty's turn.
All right, I have my Derringer back in service, so I'm firing my Derringer at this thing. Plus 5, that's 19 to hit.
19 is a hit.
Come on.
Nice.
Is this still magic?
Derringer would be, right? Because you haven't done any other concentration.
Is it concentration?
Oh, true, it is concentration, but I don't think I made my save, so I'm going to do that.
Oh, concentration save, right, got it.
Yeah, it took 11 damage.
It's DC 10.
Yeah, 13's a mess.
Nice.
So still magic, still 19 to hit, and this is... 3 damage.
Takes 3 damage. Still up.
Still up? Okay, I'm gonna quicken another magic missile at first level.
Describe how you kill this thing.
I mean, it is minimum 6 damage.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
Okay, so I hold my hand to my side, sort of next to my holster, and 3 magic darts appear. And in perfect V formation, fly directly through the chest
just
of this thunderbird.
Just as a backhanded. Awesome. You see this bird explode in a cacophony of magic missiles.
And you hear the pitter-patter of rain start to dwindle, and the birds come out. The less scary, less thunderous birds.
And you guys are out of initiative.
Nice.
Is there anything that you guys want to do on this battlefield?
Yeah, I want to check Chuckles.
Yeah,
to see what he has on him. See if there's any...
Yeah, it's a good call.
Anything important.
Since I'm letting you guys take the lead on that, though, because you're the book types, I'm going to use my second wind, just because it's less dramatic to open a session using it, so I'll just use it now.
So...
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, I get 11 back.
Monty takes a second to catch his breath. The other two start checking the pockets of Chuckles. And you guys pull out a fancy-looking revolver and a monocle that seem to be tied together. And on the side inscribed, you read, Bullseye. And that is where we're going to end our session.
Oh, wow. That was way cooler than a dragon.
They even shot things all boomy-like, and then there were guns, but then Lefty's gun jammed, but then he unjammed it super quick.
Yeah, and Ernie hit a bird with a stick.
Oh, fuck you guys. The dragon was obviously cooler.
But there were 3 Thunderbirds, Jim, and 4 guns.
Yeah, like in your story, they just ran from the dragon, Jim.
Now wait just a goddamn minute. Why are you guys saying my name like Bob's name?
You've been being difficult, Mr. Former Storyteller.
Asking questions, just like Bob would.
Refusing to follow a story that makes perfect sense.
Perfect sense? A guy just cut through reality with a knife. He is literally cutting holes in reality and not even hiding it.
Well, maybe it was a magic knife, Jim. Maybe Sacrotes gave it to Ernie on top of Mount Everest during a secret Big Peace meeting.
Very funny, Bob. Big Peace would never meet on top of Mount Everest. They meet underwater. I've said it plenty of times before.
But if Big Peace meets underwater, Jim, then how would they have agents out in the desert?
Yeah, Jim. Plus, if Sacrotes is as greedy as I've heard, I don't think he'd be giving away magic daggers.
No, stop that. Stop that, the two of you. Stop trying to bobify me.
Whoa there, Jim. Come over to the dark side, why don't you, huh? You're not trying to stop their free speech, are you?
Oh my Jesus, Con, he is.
When did Bob get so cool?
He is not cool. He's just being a sarcastic fucking dickhead.
We don't deal in sarcasm, Jim.
Yeah, Jim, we've been over this. Now, can you let Mr. Storyteller continue with his story?
This right here, this is tyranny. It was one thing to let the detective tell a story instead of me, but this has gone on too far. But this has gone too far. First they came for the storytellers, and you all said nothing, because none of you are real storytellers. Then they came for the anti-tea lobby, tiger poachers, and the dwarves, and you continued to say nothing. Then they came for the indie medical scene and the Zeta Reticulans, and your silence was deafening.
Actually, I've made it very clear that I care about three things. Onion rings, chicken wings, and the downfall of the Zeta Reticulans, Jim.
Well, now I can't continue. You made me lose my train of thought.
I guess Mr. Storyteller can finally continue his awesome story then.
Hooray!
Well, perfect then. The kids are learning fast, because they know the T-Birds kick some ass. Although, not in this case, because our detectives managed to outwield them. But our story ain't over yet, citizens, and you're all gonna love how this one unfolds.
Hi, this is Ernie from the acclaimed podcast With Their Forces Combined. The guys wanted me to thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you liked the show, let them know. You could tell your spirit hawk to leave a sign in the sky. You could leave them a 5-star review. You could follow them. You could subscribe to them. You could share it with your animal friends. Show it to a squirrel. Show it to a dolphin. Show it to your friends. Maybe your friends aren't squirrels and dolphins. I'm just adding a third option. Or if you really like it, you can throw them some gold on their Patreon. I know they have some extra episodes incoming soon. You can also reach them on Instagram at WTFC.podcast. Corey likes to post his art there, and you can even find some extra words of wisdom from Mr. Storyteller. Thank you.